pressure is still tied at nothing. We'll be right back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network and MILB TV.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV. And the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network, your voice of the Marauders. Ben Pokorny with you here. Welcome back into the booth. Home second here on a beautiful Easter Sunday. Tres Gonzalez leading off for the hometown team. He's 1-for-6 in the series. Has walked and struck out three times. Facing Fosnot, the lefty, for Clearwater. First pitch. Gonzalez takes belt high for strike one. Lefty comes home again. Gonzalez watches a heater, rather a slider, as it was called on MLB StatCast. Count even at one. Lefty out of the windup, infield playing back. Gonzalez slashes one foul and out of play down the third base side for strike two. Infield shaded towards the first base side. First baseman Castillo for Clearwater playing just a few feet off the line. 1-2, nobody out. Gonzalez leading off the home half of the second inning. Fosnot with a long pause. Now the rock and the 1-2 home. Popped up left side. That one could touch down, and it will. Tres Gonzalez goes the other way with a changeup and earns himself his second hit of the season. Gives the Marauders a leadoff base runner. Second hit surrendered by Braden Fosnot. Now faces Jesus Castillo, 2-for-4 in the series. Was 0-for-2 last night, earned a walk. He was one of just three men to reach base for Bradenton on the day. Runner on, nobody away. The first pitch will have to wait. Pickoff throw to first. Tres Gonzalez with a skip and a jump is back with plenty of time. Double play depth in the middle. Corners in for Clearwater. Playing about even with the bag. First pitch to Castillo. Takes fastball up and away. 1-0. Castillo laid down a bunt single on opening night. Can understand why. Clearwater are very wary of something laid down in between the mound and the home plate area. The 1-0. Taken up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Gonzalez runs well. He takes his lead off first. Calm falls over Lecom Park, the 2-0. Castillo takes once more. Pitch this time called a strike. And the count 2-1. Marauders wearing their home whites. Black Marauders written across the chest, outlined in gold. White pants with yellow and black striping. The 2-1, Gonzalez takes off, throw down to second is not going to get him. Gonzalez in under the tag at second base. and he forces himself into scoring position. It was a great throw from the catcher, Disson, but kind of an awkward hop taken off the grass by the second baseman, Kemp, who tried to field it like a ground ball and bounced off the heel of his glove. 3-1 the count now to Castillo, runner in scoring position after the Gonzalez stolen base. 3-1 offering from Fosnot to Castillo. Swing and a miss. Jesus goes after one on the outer half of the plate for strike two. Sinker at 89 miles an hour. Kissed up against the outside part of the zone. Full count, nobody out. Gonzalez with an unopposed lead off the bag at second. Fosnot comes home. Castillo rips one to the left side over the reaching glove of the shortstop, Brito. Gonzalez is going to pull into third, standing up and stay there. Back-to-back hits off the bats of Gonzalez, and now Jesus Castillo have men on the corners and nobody out here in the home half of the second for Bradenton. Great at-bat by Castillo to work the count full. Got a fastball that could not have been more middle-middle for the talented switch hitter. Now another switchy stepping into the box, Dave Eastendahl. 0-for-3 on opening night. Picked up an RBI, though, the first of the season via bases-loaded walk. He squares to bunt, pulls back, pitch misses low and in for ball one. Castillo, the runner on first. Tres Gonzalez, the runner on third for Bradenton. No score in the bottom of the second. Marauders threatening to take an early lead. Fosnot checks and fires. Fastball just catches a part of the zone up and away for strike one. Dave Eastendahl digs back in, batting left-handed. Surprising as a switch hitter, wants the lefty-lefty matchup. Thought he'd bounce to the right side. The 1-1 takes a breaking ball that misses low and away. 2-1 the count. Has to be something that manager Jonathan Johnston sees with his ability to win lefty-lefty matchups. Reverse splits, the buzzword, the 2-1. Nadal drives one to right field. That one tailing towards the foul line. After it is Fergus. He makes the catch, tagging from third as Gonzalez. Throw in is not in time. Gonzalez gets in about a second before the tag was applied, and the Marauders take a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second. Sack fly for Dave Eastendahl makes him the team RBI leader with two on the season. Castillo did not advance on the F9 sacrifice. He remains at first now for Braylon Bishop. Bishop 0-for-3 on opening night. Struck out twice and walked it. 220 in his 2022 campaign. 12 runs batted in. One away, one on, the first pitch to Bishop. Fouls one off to the backstop. Just laid on the fastball for strike one. Lefty looks in. Fosnot set. Paused for a long while. Checks the runner on first. The 0-1 pitch to Bishop will have to wait. Pickoff throw to first. Jogging back to the bag. Safe with plenty of time is Jesus Castillo. Owen won the count with one away. Double play depth up the middle. Third baseman shaded towards the shortstop position. As Bishop takes one upstairs, called a strike. Didn't like the call, but opts not to challenge and count 0-2. The Marauders 0-for-4 on the season in their challenge attempt of pitches. Clearwater 0-for-2 themselves. Lefty Fosnot's 0-2. Hits Bishop on the back. And the HBP, he's going to head down to first after wearing one upstairs. Braylon Bishop seems to be okay. 89 miles an hour up towards the hand and shoulder area. Can't feel good, but the OBP likes it. Bishop on first now with Castillo forced up to second. Nine-spot man Giovanni Planchart, the catcher, batting now. Blanchard 0 for 3 yesterday with a strikeout. Righty-lefty matchup favors the Marauders catcher. He takes a fastball that misses way outside, ball one. First and second, one away. Marauders with one across in the inning, giving them a 1-0 advantage here early in the ball game. Foss not set. Unopposed leads for Castillo and Bishop off the bags. Pitch on its way. Misses just inside. Taken all the way by Blanchard. 2-0. Could not have missed by much. Catcher Disson held it there for a long while to give home plate umpire Shea Grama more than enough time to think about it. Foss not set. Hitter-friendly 2-0 count. Blanchard awaits the pitch. Takes one right over the heart of the plate. A sinker at 89 miles an hour for strike one. Two balls and a strike. Neutral count to Blanchard. Good speed with Castillo and Bishop on the base paths. Left-hander comes home. Blanchard tips a low fastball into the glove of Disson for strike two, and the count even up at two apiece. Wind has settled a bit, has now shifted, nearly blowing in from dead center here at Lee-Com Park. A rare wind blowing in. The 2-2 pitch to Blanchard. Takes a breaking ball that falls off right before it got to home plate in the dirt for 3-2. Great swing and miss pitch thrown by Fosnot, but Blanchard does well to lay off of it. Castillo off second. Bishop the runner on first after the hit by pitch. Full count, one out. The lefty Fosnot comes home. Blanchard pops one foul on the right side. That one tails way out of play. And Giovanni Blanchard has earned himself at least one more full count offering. Fosnot set. Let's try the 3-2 with one away again. The lefty checks second. And fires. Runners go. Popped foul up and over the press box. Out of play. We'll do the 3-2 again. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Upcoming to Blanchard. Castillo took off from second on the last delivery. Same story for Bishop at first. We'll see what they do here. The 3-2 for the third installment has to wait. Pickoff throw to second after Castillo took off on the last pitch. He dives back in, has to get dirty, but with plenty of time, no tag even applied. And the count full still to Blanchard. Pitch number 8 of the AB, Marauders with men on first and second and one away. The lefty eyes the runners and comes home. Blanchard waves and misses at an upstairs off-speed delivery for strike three. And out number two in the home half of the second. First punch out of the afternoon for Fosnot. Flips back to the top of the Marauder batting order and Manuel Torero to the plate. 0 for 8 so far in the series, including his ground out in the first inning this afternoon. Does have an RBI, has struck out 4 times. First pitch to him with 2 away and 2 on. Takes outer half. Changeup called for strike one. Fosnot leans in, rests the baseball on his backside of his belt. Glove hangs low towards the knees. He comes set at the belt. Check second. The 0-1 from the thresher lefty. Check swing from Torero. Pitch was in the zone regardless, I think, on that one, and it's called strike two. 0-2, two outs, bottom of the second inning. Marauders up by a run. Unopposed leadoff second for Castillo. Bishop the runner on first. Fosnot comes home. Torero slashes one foul up and out of play, out onto 9th Street. On the third base side, another 0-2 pitch earned for the Marauders. Right fielder and leadoff man. Fosnot leans in, has the signs he likes from Disson. The lefty set. 0-2, part 2, the electric boogaloo. Here it is. Misses low and away with a slider is Fosnot, and it's ball one. Right side of the infield playing back. Second baseman Kemp all the way on the grass. 5 seconds on the clock. Foss not set. Here's the 1-2. Misses just upstairs. Catcher Disson. Thought it might have caught a piece of the zone. Terrero instantly shaking his head no when looking at the umpire after that one reached the glove. 2-2, two out, two on in the bottom of the second inning. Deuces wild and a splash of something else. The pitch. Check swing. Appeal. Yes, he did. Down goes Terrero on strikes to end the home half of the second. But the Marauders do their damage. They pick up a run off of two hits. No errors, and they strand a pair on the base pass. We head to the third at Leacom Park. Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing. The score when we return on MILB-TV and the Marauders Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Claws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Leacom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leacom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Welcome into the booth here on a beautiful Easter Sunday and a great day for Marauder baseball, made better by a 1-0 lead as we enter into the top of the third inning here. Ashcraft starting his third inning of work on the hump. First pitch fastball rides the outer half of the plate for strike one. Fraylin Mignetti in the box, 1-for-2 with a run scored yesterday. Takes another offering at the knees, called strike two. He'll take some time to step out of the batter's box, digs right back in. He only has 3 seconds to get back in there. The 0-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, third base side, well foul down the line. And the count holds at no balls and two strikes. Ashcraft wanting to work quickly here. The right-hander set. Facing the righty, Mignetti, the 0-2 again. Hard hit ground ball towards second, fielded cleanly by Castillo, thrown to first with plenty of time to retire Mignetti for the first out of the third. Ashcraft doing a great job really living in the bottom half of the strike zone. That's how he's able to draw. Already now 3 ground outs and just 8 batters face. First pitch to Brito is a breaking ball. You want to guess where it is, folks? At the bottom of the strike zone in the count 0-1. The 0-1 quickly coming home. Breaking ball fouled off the foot of the batter. Brito comes down as strike number two. Brito, 2-for-6 in the series, has occupied the 9 spot now in all 3 games. Was 1-for-3 yesterday, earned himself a walk as well. Ashcraft, 0-2 home. Breaking ball inner half, just misses. Planchart tried to paint it into the corner, but couldn't pluck it. The count 1-2 with one away. Bags empty, 1-0 Marauders lead here in the top of the third. Ashcraft trying to set down another 1-2. Fastball misses, letter high, and the count evened up at 2 apiece now. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Cutter low in the zone, draws the wild wave and a miss from Brito. Ashcraft is punched out his 4th of the afternoon. And it flips it back to the top of the Clearwater lineup with 2 away in the inning. Justin Crawford struck out on 4 pitches in his First trip to the plate in the first inning. And goes down on strike one here. Offers wildly at a cutter low in the zone for strike one. Helmet nearly flew off. The 0-1. Breaking ball outer half. Beautiful backdoor spot for strike two. 0-2, two away. Ashcraft trying to set him down in order. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Planchart picks it up. Calls inside. Throw down to first in time. Three up, three down in the top of the third for Braxton Ashcraft. We're through 2.5 at Lecom Park. Marauders 1 and the Threshers nothing. Our score will be right back on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Those of you watching at home get a view of me in the booth here today. Jack Brannigan stepping in to lead off the inning here in the home third on this beautiful Easter Sunday. Brannigan is 0-for-0 today. He's not registered at bat. Walked in the first. Takes a fastball at the knees for strike one. Brannigan and others was lucky to join them this morning for a great Easter Sunday chapel service held a few hours before the game. The 0-1 offering. Brannigan fouls it back right to me in the booth. Bounces off the netting. Everyone in the press box laughing as instant reaction of everyone's to put their hands up. Not used to the new netting, extending all the way up to the roof of the ballpark. The 0-2 to Brannigan. Takes a fastball outside, 1-2. Wyatt Hendry, Jack Brannigan, Thomas Harrington, the opening night starter, all able to still observe this Easter Sunday together this morning. The 1-2 pitch. Brannigan waves and misses. Goes down. Swinging on strike three for out number one in the home third. It's also a Spanish chapel service held yesterday before the game for Spanish-speaking players on the ball club. Javier Rivas, a Petare Venezuelan native, into the batter's box. 1-for-1 today. Swords swing and a miss. At pitch way below the zone for strike one. Bags empty. One away. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses up above the shoulders of Rivas. He takes it easily for ball one. Fosnot still working. Toes square to home plate. Left-hander out of the windup, the 1-1. Rivas takes back foot, breaking ball in the count, 2-1. Pitch missed well inside. Takes some time to adjust the cap as Fosnot, he's back on the rubber. Here's the 2-1. Hard hit ground ball right side from Rivas, a base hit. Dance just past the glove of the second baseman Kemp by 2 or 3 feet, and Javier Rivas moves to 2-for-2 today with back-to-back singles so far in the afternoon. Brings up first baseman Wyatt Hendry for Bradenton. He grounded into a 6-4-3 double play to end the first inning, making him 0-for-1 thus far today. Still looking for his first hit of the 2023 campaign. Rivas, with good speed, takes a lead off first. And as I say that, a pickoff throw to the bag. Rivas takes about a step and a half and is back safely with plenty of time. No tag even applied. Sun peeking through the clouds here in southwest Florida. First offering to Hendry from Fosnot. Fastball misses about 6 inches outside, maybe a hair low as well for ball one. Only two other games in the Florida State League today, Lakeland at Tampa. That one in the later innings already. 1-0-1 away, Fosnot out of the stretch comes home. Taken at the knees, Hendry shakes his head at the call, but opts not to challenge for strike one. See Rivas there standing on first. Towering over most on the diamond, stands at 6'6". The 1-1 pitch to Hendry. Leans out of a high and tight breaking ball. 2-1 the count. It's the Marauder cleanup man. Had 4 home runs and nearly 30 RBI in 2022. Hit just below 250. Neutral count, 2-1 with one away, the pitch. Hendry slashes it, fouling out of play on the first base side. Down onto the concourse for strike two and the count even. California native steps out, digs right back into the right-handed batter's box. 2-2, one away. Rivas leads off first infield at double play depth up the middle. Even offering to Hendry. Bouncing ball, shot foul into the hands of Gustavo Amaña. Marauders third base coach. Coach shows off his fundamentals on fielding ground balls. Makes the alligator hands, picks it up, and tosses it to a young fan here in the crowd. 2-2 still the count to Hendry. 6th pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Fosnot with his hands at the belt, set the 2-2 again. Hard drive deep to right field off the bat of Hendry. Going back on it is Fergus. He makes the play with about a foot to spare before the wall. And retreating quickly to the bag at first is Rivas. Wyatt Hendry put a charge in that one. Missed a homer by about 5 feet. And what you'd likely think is extra base hit materially when you pop a ball off the barrel like that. 93-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Hit it all of 325. Came up just short of the four-bagger. That'll draw the Clearwater manager, Marty Malloy, out of the dugout. Still wearing his batting shell from coaching third the previous inning. And he's going to take the ball out of the hands of Fosnot. Left-hander finishes his day with 2 2/3 tossed, allowed 4 hits to the Marauders. 1 run and earned 1. Walked just 1 and struck out a trio of Marauders hitters to end his day. 2 down and 1 man on here in the bottom of the third. Pitching change for Clearwater. We'll get more on the new man on the bump when we return on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Hello and welcome back to Leecom Park. Marauders Baseball at MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. New arm on the mound for Clearwater, the right-hander, Yoniel Ramirez, native of Azua in the Dominican Republic, as a sinker, slider, and a changeup mix. Previously with the San Francisco Giants, drafted in the Rule 5 draft in the winter of 2022. His first pitch offering to Wyatt Hendry misses, or rather Tres Gonzalez, excuse me, misses upstairs for ball one. Gonzalez 1-for-1 today, has singled, scored a run, and stolen a bag. 1-0 offering. Driven to left field, line drive, sinking, and not caught by the left fielder, Boyd. Umpire saying it hit the ground. Boyd holding the ball up as if he thought he caught it. And another line drive single for Tres Gonzalez. Well, good running from Javier Rivas to turn the Jets and head for third with two outs. Left fielder paused as he held his glove up as if he caught the ball, but when holding up the glove, there was no baseball in it to show our field umpire, Chad Lagana. So it puts men on the corners with two away, and Jesus Castillo, who's 1-for-1 today at the plate. Ramirez set, first offering with two on and two out. Misses in the dirt for ball one. Rivas, the runner on third, watches it closely, seeing if he can make a break for the plate to push a run across for Bradenton. 1-0 Marauders the score here in the bottom of the third, threatening with men on the corners and two away. Ramirez set, righty-lefty matchup favors the batter Castillo, the 1-0. Jesus takes outer half for strike one in the count even. Ramirez in the Arizona Complex League. And with the San Jose Giants, tossed 30 2/3 with a 4.11 ERA. The 1-1 nearly hits Castillo, runs inside, back pick, throw to first. Diving back safely as Tres Gonzalez dissing the catcher. Flashing the glove like a hockey goalie to keep that one from ending up at the backstop and plating the second Marauders run of the afternoon. Neutral count, 2-1, two away. Chance for Bradenton to capitalize. Ramirez at the belt, the 2-1. Castillo takes outer half. And it's called strike two, the count even. Tell Jesus might have thought about challenging that one. Put his hand right to the top of his helmet, but didn't tap it. Deuces wild. Two out, two on, 2-2 count. Ramirez trying to pitch out of the jam. Ball bounces in the dirt, gets away momentarily from the catcher. Disson allows Tres Gonzalez to move up at second. Check swing from Castillo was never going to be called a strike after the appeal confirmed that. And the count now full. Two ducks on the pond. Rivas the runner on third. Tres Gonzalez the man on second for Bradenton. Full count. Two outs in the bottom of the third. Bradenton a base hit away from extending their lead. Ramirez checks. The payoff in the home third. Fastball misses way upstairs and outside. Ball four. A great at-bat from Castillo to load the bases with two outs. Brings up Marauder's seven spot man, Dave Easton, Nadal. Nadal has not registered an at-bat today. Hit a sacrifice fly to pick up an RBI that gave the Marauders the lead in the second inning. Also had the first RBI of the season when he worked a two-out, bases-loaded walk on opening night. Two-out, bags full of Marauders. First pitch, Nadal takes outside for ball one. Castillo on first, Gonzalez on second, Rivas the runner on third for Bradenton. A ball and no strikes to Castillo. Rather, Nadal batting left side, the switch hitter. Time called by Nadal in the batter's box. No. Time called by our home plate umpire. Pitch clock violation and an automatic ball charged against Yoniel Ramirez. And the count 2-0 now. Nadal takes ball in the dirt, skips off the chest protector of the catcher, Disson, and the count 3-0 now. Davies Nadal could pick up bases-loaded two-out walks in two straight games that he's appeared in for RBIs here. If he watches one miss the zone, the 3-0. Misses the zone, and for the second time in as many appearances, an RBI bases loaded walk worked by Davies Nadal. It makes it 2-0 Bradenton. Bases still loaded now with a 2-run lead. Coming to the plate is Braylon Bishop. He was hit by a pitch and left stranded back in the second inning. Scoring on the ball four is Rivas. Gonzalez on third, Castillo at second, Nadal at first. Pitch to Bishop. He watches one on the outer half for strike one taken. Ball and no strikes. Rather, no balls and a strike, pardon. Two away. Big leads for every Marauders runner. Ball in the dirt. Bishop watches it, shaking his head when he saw it leave the pitcher's hand. Trying to convince himself all the way into the glove that he wasn't swinging at it, and did a good job of it. Catcher Disson calls time out to the mound to chat with the right-handed pitcher Ramirez. Quick conference on the hill concluded. Jogging back to his post behind home plate is Disson. 1-1 the count, two away, bags full of Marauders. Bishop could blow the game open here for Bradenton with a hit into the gap. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bishop way late on a fastball over the heart of the plate for strike two. Bases loaded. 1-2 count. Two outs. Bottom three of the Marauders up 2-0 here on Easter Sunday. Ramirez fires. Bishop takes well low for ball two in the count. Even. 2-2. Two outs. Deuces wild to Bishop. Steps out and takes a couple of practice hacks as a fresh baseball is relayed to Yonel Ramirez on the mound. All three runners not being held on. Infield playing deep, shaded slightly to the first base side of the dirt. The 2-2. Called strike three. Bishop goes down looking with the bases loaded to end the bottom of the third inning. A great job by Ramirez to pitch out of the jam there. We've played three in Bradenton. Marauders 2, Threshers nothing. The score will be back on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network, coming to you live here on a beautiful Easter Sunday and a great day for another rehab assignment to take to the mound here for Bradenton. Kent Emanuel, who spent 2021 in the big leagues with the Houston Astros, acquired by the Pirates recently, now getting his rehab start here with Bradenton today. First pitch, grounded hard up the middle, backhand picked by Castillo, turns and fires a dart to first in time for out number one to retire Boyd via the ground out for the second time today. Closes the book on Braxton Ashcraft, the starter, in three innings of work, allowed just one hit, no runs, no earned runs, did not walk a single man and struck out five of the 10 batters he faced in his rehab outing out of High A Greensboro. Manuel now facing the three-spot man Chad Castillo, who watches one outside for ball one. Emanuel in 2021 with the Astros. Tossed 17 and two-thirds innings, 2.55 earned run average, and he grooves in a 1-0 pitch for strike one to even up the count. Struck out 13, walked four in the big leagues. It's 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Ball and two strikes to Castillo. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Today with a four-pitch punch-out his last time up. The 1-2 from the side-arming left-hander. Swing and a miss, strike three. Way out in front of that one was Castillo. He's set down via the punchy for the second time tonight. Two up, two down. Cade Fergus to the plate now, trying to change the fortunes of the Clearwater batsman at the plate. He's 0 for 1 today, hit a hard ground ball out to Javier Rivas back in the second inning. Swing and a miss, strike one, fastball in the outer half, paints the corner and draws the wave and a miss for strike one. Lefty's 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two, drops the bottom out on that one. Chance for an 8-pitch inning here. If Kent Emanuel can end it on this offering. Right-handed hitting Fergus digs back into the batter's box. The 0-2 with two away. Swing and a miss, strike three. How about a big league pitcher for the Bradenton Marauders? Punching out a pair and sending us to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 Bradenton the score. We'll be right back on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, pick out your best Hawaiian shirt and join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, April 22nd for Margaritaville Night presented by Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. With the purchase of a special promo ticket, fans will also receive a free Marauders Hawaiian shirt. Your Marauders will take to the field in special Margaritaville jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Get your tickets for Margaritaville Night now at BradentonMarauders.com. It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you here again in the booth on Easter Sunday. Yeah, a lot better fortunes this time of the game than we saw last night from the Marauders, up 2-0 here as we enter the home half of the fourth inning with the nine-spot man Giovanni Planchart leading it off, facing Yoniel Ramirez. First pitch, Planchart takes outer half, called strike one. Planchart is 0 for 1 today, struck out in a 8-pitch battle back in the second inning. Ramirez is 0-1. Hard hit ground ball up the middle. Had him played perfectly, though. A good pick by the second baseman, Kemp, and a comfortable toss onto first in time for out number one. Into the batter's box from the left side now, the top of the order man, and Manuel Torero. He's 0 for 9 at the plate to start the season. And Manuel takes low for ball one. Torero has grounded out and struck out so far today. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one in the count. Even up at one apiece. Right-hander rests the ball on the backside. Now comes set with the hands together at the belt. The 1-1 pitch from Yonel Ramirez. Fouled off of Torero in the batter's box. He'll unfortunately fall down 1-2 in the count here. Does have a RBI this season. Earned a bases-loaded walk on opening night. Along with Dave East and all, that proved to be the crucial runs in that ball game. The 1-2 pitch to Torero. Breaking ball misses outside. He watches it all the way in just to be sure in the count, even at two apiece. Ramirez, the righty, comes set. Infield shaded towards the first base side. The 2-2. Torero takes another offering well outside, a bit low on top of that. Ball three in the count, full to the Marauders. One spot hitter and Manuel Torero. Ramirez has already walked a pair in his outing thus far. Here comes the full count offering with one down. Hard hit ground ball up the middle. Bounces off the leg of the pitcher Ramirez and right into the glove of the first baseman Castillo, who applies the two-handed tag on Torero for out number two. The 1-3 tag play. You know, we see it so often in the game of baseball. Jack Brannigan, you see there, stepping into the batter's box. The righty out of the University of Notre Dame has walked and struck out so far today. Puts him at a 2-for-7 mark on the season with 3 free passes earned. Right-hander Ramirez set. First pitch to Brannigan. Takes a breaking ball that just kisses the bottom of the zone for strike one. Ramirez at the belt, the 0-1. Brannigan waits well on a breaking ball, but just gets on top of it early by about a hair, fouls it off for strike two. Righty action in the Marauder bullpen. J.P. Massey getting loose for Bradenton. Brannigan digs back in. Marauder DH today down 0-2 in the count with two outs and the bags empty. The pitch breaks down in the dirt. Brannigan watches it fall below the strike zone for ball one. Wind now stiffly blowing from the right to the left field foul pole. Consistent sunshine peeking through the scattered clouds. Brief pause as home plate umpire Shea Graham wants some fresh baseballs handed off to him from the Marauder dugout. Ramirez set. The 1-2 to Brannigan. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Out number three. Ramirez sets down the Marauders in order in the home fourth. We head to the fifth here on MILB TV and the Marauders Radio Network. 2-0. Good guys, the score when we return.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Pecorn here, new voice of the Marauders, still in the third game of the 2023 campaign. The Marauders champs in 21. Lucky enough to win a ring last year with myself in the Northwoods League with Kalamazoo. Hopefully on a journey to a Florida State League championship in 2023. And another guy now starting his pro journey on the mound for the Marauders is the right-hander J.P. Massey, drafted out of the University of Minnesota in the seventh round of the 2022 amateur draft. His first pitch as a big professional pitcher is fouled off for strike one. Massey with the Golden Gophers tossed 59 and a third innings, had a 6.52 ERA, struck out 63, walked 39. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup in the arsenal goes to the fastball on the 0-1 offering, misses upstairs in the count even to Jordan Viers. He claims the only hit of the day thus far for Clearwater, singled back in the second, and watches a fastball miss just low and in for ball two. Massey sits in the mid to high 90s with the heater. The 2-1 from the big right-hander. Same spot, misses by about a hair for ball three. Massey, a native of Chicago, Illinois, celebrated his 23rd birthday a week ago. Fires in a 3-1 fastball, called a strike. Viers, the batter, dropped the bat, started walking down the line to first, and instead has to pick the lumber back up and dig back into the left side. Full count to the leadoff man, Viers. Massey comes home. Hard hit ground ball towards short. Rivas scoops it up. Hard throw across the diamond in time for out number one. You know, that play with Viers, drops the bat, thinks he's seen ball four, has to dig back in. Feel like by my recollection, 90 to 95% of the time a guy drops a bat when he thinks it's ball four and it's not. He digs back in and makes an out on the very next pitch all too often. Otto Kemp to the plate now, takes a hack and a miss at an inside fastball at 97 miles an hour out of the hand of Massey for strike one. The right-hander with a quick windup and the 0-1. Bounces in the dirt. Check swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. Shea Graham calls strike two against Kemp for a half-hearted attempt at a pitch that bounced at the chalk of the batter's box about 3 feet in front of home plate. Massey trying to set down another, the 0-2, bouncing ball. Hard charge play for Davies Nadal. He's not going to have time. Kemp earns himself a little rollover infield single to put a man on with one away for Clearwater. Action in the Thresher bullpen now. Down the left field line, Jack Dallas, the Beaumont, Texas native, getting loose. Double play depth up the middle for the Marauders infielders. Catcher Jordan Disson at the plate. 0-for-1 with a backwards K so far. He watches a belt-high fastball for strike one. Massey going right at the Clearwater hitters, and why not with a fastball that sits about 96-97. The 0-1 with one away. Breaking ball, bounce towards third. Bouncing just foul. Giovanni Blanchard, the Marauder catcher, almost slaps it with a backhand motion farther into foul territory to ensure that one didn't end up as back-to-back rollover infield singles for the Threshers. It goes down as strike two. No balls, two strikes, one out, and a man on first for Clearwater here in the top of the fifth inning. 2-0 Marauders lead. Massey, the righty, set. Two-strike offering out of the stretch. Breaking ball misses out in the count 1-2. Right-hander leans in. Glove rested on the front hip. Now comes set. Massey just above the belt. The 1-2 offering from the Golden Gopher. Bounce foul back behind home plate, earning himself another offering as Disson. Count holds at a ball and two strikes. season ticket holder Sunday here at Leacom Park. A couple hundred in the seats on a less than fortunate day for weather on this Easter Sunday. Massey's 1-2 again. Driven to the right side. A line drive bounces off the Bermuda grass and right. Down for back-to-back singles. Disson has his first hit of the season. Puts men on first and second with one away now for Fraylin Mignetti. Mignetti 0-for-1, grounded out to second back in the third inning. He had the misfortune of facing Braxton Ashcraft in very good form his last time up. Ashcraft finished the day with three pitched, allowed one hit and five punch-outs. And talk about Kent Emanuel last inning. One inning pitch, three punch-outs in a 1-2, rather two punch-outs in a 1-2-3 frame. First pitch to Mignetti from Massey's inside the strike zone for a get-ahead pitch, 0-1 with one away. Unopposed leads for the base runners for Clearwater. Massey peaks at second, comes home. Breaking ball fouled off, up and out of play. Bouncing off the roof of the press box for strike two. Rodgers players and fans all waiting for that one to roll back down off the netting, but don't think it's coming down. Massey gets a fresh baseball from home plate umpire. Shea Graham tosses it straight into the dugout. Didn't like the fresh one delivered out to him. Likes the second one a little better. 0-2 with one away. Massey peeks at the runner. Two-strike offering. Ooh, misses inside. Thought that one was strike three. Surprised to see Planchart not challenge it. And the count moves to 1-2. Massey trying to put away his second man of the inning. The 1-2 to Fraylin Mignetti is on its way. Swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. Bounced about a foot in front of home plate. And gets the batter for strike three and out number two. First professional strikeout for the right-hander, J.P. Massey. Brings up the nine-spot man, Eric Brito. Brito batting from the right side. Struck out in a five-pitch at-bat in his only trip to the plate thus far back in the third inning. He was 1-for-3 last night, worked a walk. RBI chance for him here. Massey fires a fastball. Maybe a curveball there, a little bit of a loop to it. Goes down as ball one, misses about a baseball length inside. 1-0 the count to the nine-spot man. Infield playing back for Bradenton, the 1-0. Inside heater, check swing appeal. No swing, says our field umpire, Chad Lagana, and it's ball two. Hitter-friendly 2-0 count to Brito. Kemp the runner on second, Disson the runner on first for Clearwater. Base hit could make it a one-run ball game. Massey's 2-0. Misses upstairs, shoulder-high fastball in the count, 3-0 now to Brito. No action in the Bradenton bullpen. Jack Dallas still getting loose for Clearwater down the left field line. Weathered against that he'll come in for the home half of this fifth inning shortly. Massey set, 3-0 offering to Brito. Overthrown fastball in the dirt. Ball four, a four-pitch free pass. Loads the bases with two outs for Clearwater here in the top of the fifth inning. Brings the top of the order man, Justin Crawford, to the plate. Crawford 0-for-2 in the game with a pair of punch-outs in the four-pitch walk. Draws Marauder pitching coach Matt Ford out of the dugout to chat with his young right-hander. Massey in the midst of his first inning as a professional baseball player. In a bit of trouble here. A runner on every bag for Clearwater. Crawford has not done well today, but has gone 1-for-4 and both games 1-2 of this opening weekend three-game stretch. So very capable of putting the ball in the play. Runs exceptionally well, very fast down the baseline. Saw him beat out an infield single on opening night. Rodgers docked a mound visit. Matt Ford Trudges back to the dugout. Bases loaded, two outs. Crawford in the batter's box, left-handed hitter. The number four ranked prospect in the Phillies organization, Massey's first pitch to him. Breaking ball slips out of the hand, misses low and way outside for ball one. Massey with a pause comes set, brings the hands together just above the belt, the one ball offering to Crawford. Breaking ball finds the zone this time. Massey with a good comeback pitch to even things up at 1-1. Runners take their leads. Nobody holding on the Clearwater baseman. 1-1, two out. Bases loaded the pitch. Breaking ball in there. Crawford watches it right down the middle for strike two. Massey a swing and a miss away from escaping a big jam here in the top half of the fifth. Ball and two strikes, two outs. Clearwater have them loaded here. Massey set the righties. 1-2 pitch to Justin Crawford. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball in the dirt. Planchart scoops it up and steps on home to end the top half of the fifth inning. A pair of punch outs after a pair of hits and a walk that loaded the bases for Clearwater. Massey sends it to the home half with the Marauders still leading 2-0. We'll be right back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lecom Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Lecom Park. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you here on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. For those listening at home, the Marauders entering the back half of the game up 2-0. New arm on the mound for Clearwater this inning. The right-hander from Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas, a great school out of the Western Athletic Conference, is Jack Dallas. Dallas was an undrafted free agent for the Phillies in 2022. Tossed 7 innings in Clearwater last season, 7 2/3 at that, earned a save and puts it a .087 batting average against. He faces Javier Rivas, who's 2-for-2 today, and a fastball misses way up and in, nearly caught Rivas in the chin there. Gets out of the way, ball one in the count even. Dallas is 1-1, breaking ball, shot foul down the right side, crashing into the grandstand and bouncing down onto the concourse for strike two. Dallas features a two-seam fastball, sinker, cutter, slider, changeup mix, the 1-2. Rivas fights another foul, up and out of play, onto the concourse, and the count holds a ball and two strikes to the Marauder shortstop. Dallas's brother Chad in the Blue Jays system. 1-2, Rivas bouncing ball up the middle, make it a 3-for-3 day for Javier Rivas. A trio of singles for the Marauder shortstop. An incredible bounce-back performance after yesterday, where he went 0-for-4 in last night's no-hit effort and struck out on 3 occasions. Rivas with good speed on first now, and nobody out for Wyatt Hendry. Hendry 0-for-2 today, 0-for-7 on the year, has walked twice. Takes a fastball up at the shoulders for ball one. In college, Dallas broke the saves record at Lamar. 28 in a single season. The 1-0 misses outside. Fastball dances well off the outside corner for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody gone here in the home half of the fifth. Rivas leads off first. Two ball offering. Hendry takes fastball up and in, shoulder high for ball three. Leading off first is Rivas, hitter-friendly 3-0 count to Hendry. Wouldn't be shocked to see him take all the way here. And he does just that for a high fastball in ball four. First two men on here in the home fifth for Bradenton. Rodgers still looking for an RBI hit. They picked up two RBI off bases loaded walks on opening night. Scoreless in the no-hit after yesterday. Both RBI coming today off of a sack fly from Davies Nadal in the second and a bases loaded walk RBI from Davies Nadal in the third inning. Chris Gonzalez to the plate, 2-for-2 with a pair of knocks today. First pitch to him. Tress shows bunt, pulls back, pitch misses low and in for ball one. Dallas in a spot of trouble here, first two men on in the inning. And the hot part of the order, in and out of the batter's box. Righty checks Rivas on second, the 1-0 pitch to Tress. Takes over the heart of the plate, strike one. First strike thrown by Dallas in the last five pitches. Able to even up the count. 92-93 sits the fastball of the right-handed reliever for Clearwater. Drops the hands to the belt as he comes set and comes home. Ground ball up the middle. Double play ball. 6-4-3. The double play turned. And Dallas, with a good bit of help from his friends behind him, sets down the first and second outs of the inning. Gonzalez unable to force that one through the infield. And what looked like a great threatening start to this home fifth, now in a little bleaker spot, but have no fear. Jesus Castillo is here for Bradenton. 1-for-1 with a walk and a single today. Rivas, extra insurance run 90 feet away on third. Castillo takes a looping breaking ball in the outer half for strike one. Switch hitter batting from the left side is Castillo. The 0-1. Jesus takes back foot. Low and in for ball one. The count even. Dallas leans in. Brings the hands together. Drops him to the belt. 1-1 the even offering. Castillo takes fastball. Misses way up and out for ball two. Neutral count now to the Marauder second baseman. Castillo's gotten the start in all three games so far of the 2023 season. Dallas set, 2-1, 2 away. Runner on third, the pitch. Jesus watches one outer half, kind of shakes his head at it, knows he watched a good fastball to try and drive. Called strike two, and the deuce is wild now. Dallas trying to pitch out of trouble here in the home half of the fifth. The Clearwater righty fires. Castillo fouls it off, just catching a piece of the breaking ball to stay alive. 2-2 still the count. Dallas looks in for the signs from his battery mate. Disson comes set. The 2-2 again. Fought off foul again by Castillo. Out of play and into the seats. We'll try the 2-2 pitch for a third time here in this at-bat shortly. Castillo digs back in quickly. Yellow batting gloves waving the bat high in the air. The third 2-2 offering. Popped foul this time. Might be playable behind home plate. No, it'll get out of play. Make it three straight 2-2 pitches spoiled away by Jesus Castillo to keep this at-bat alive. Rivas still standing on third, takes an unopposed lead off the bag, about 5 feet down the third base line. The fourth 2-2 pitch, fouled off again by Castillo. Fought a High offering to the backstop to stay alive. Pitch number 9 of the at-bat upcoming. This is one of those ABs where you look at and say, he might have earned his way on here. Right-hander comes set. The fifth 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, base hit, no! Stolen away by the shortstop, Brito. He flashed to his left and just got the webbing on it. Makes a strong throw in time to end the inning. We're through 5 at Lecom Park. The Marauders 2 and the Threshers nothing to score when we return on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Stay away from the dark side of the Force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. We enter the sixth inning of play here on Easter Sunday. The Marauders leading 2-0. J.P. Massey starts his second inning of work with a low fastball, missing the zone to Amarian Boyd to make the count 1-0. Boyd 0-for-2 with a pair of groundouts today. Takes a 1-0 pitch well outside and low for ball two. Massey making his first professional appearance here today for the Marauders. His next offering spiked in the dirt. Another fastball misses low, and it's 3-0. Quiet bullpen on both sides. 3 hits for Clearwater, 6 to the Marauders thus far. 3-0 pitch from Massey to Amarian Boyd. Misses low, ball 4. A 90-feet 4-pitch free pass for the 2-spot man and leadoff man here in the visiting half of the 6th. Brings up Chad Castillo, first baseman batting from the left side. 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts to his name so far today. Massey comes set, first offering to Castillo with a man on and nobody out. Breaking ball in there for strike one. Amarian Boyd, the runner on first, had a great jump. I think he wanted to take off for second, audibly clapped his hands in frustration when he saw that he would have had a massive, massive chance to take that bag at second. See what he does here. The 0-1 pitch. We'll have to wait. Massey with a pickoff throw nearly fires it into the netting. A high leaping grab from Wyatt Hendry. Corralled the errant pickoff throw to keep the runner at bay on first, but good instincts for Massey. Boyd was taking a hefty leadoff. Right back to work now is Massey. Boyd still leading off first. Doesn't go. 0-1 breaking ball forced outside. Misses the zone for ball one. Castillo takes a couple of practice swings. Baby blue Phillies cleats pressed up against the back chalk line of the batter's box. The 1-1 pitch from Massey. Runner stays put. Fastball shoved into the dirt for ball two. Neutral count to Castillo. 1-for-9 in the series. has reached in 2 out of his 10 plate appearances. Massey's 2-1, runner goes, fastball grounded hard towards second, doesn't get the double play, no. It was a great play by Jesus Castillo, picked it up on the backhand, gave a shovel pass with the glove, and Javier Rivas unable to hang on to it, Boyd crashing into the Marauders' second baseman on his slide to break up the out at second. Perfect pitch for Boyd to take off on, eliminated what would have been a tailor-made double play. He reaches second safely. Castillo on first via the fielder's choice, and now two on with nobody out for the cleanup man, Cade Fergus. Fergus had an RBI double on opening night, was held silent 0-for-3 yesterday. Squares to Bunton, catches one in the helmet. Hit by Massey's pitch. And the base is loaded with nobody out now for Clearwater. The Marauders in a heap of trouble now. Boyd up to third, Castillo on second. And Cade Fergus had to wear one in the ear hole, but earns his way on here for the first time today and brings up Jordan Viers. Has one of just 3 hits for Clearwater thus far, and the hit by pitch and bases loaded, no out situation draws Marauder pitching coach Matt Ford out of the dugout and onto the mound to talk to his young right-hander. Massey has allowed 2 hits, has walked a man, and struck out a pair so far in his outing. But now really needs a punch out or a hard hit ground ball somewhere in the infield to give the Marauders a chance to make a play at the plate. But one of those situations in a 2-run game where I think you're saying we take the double play over the play at the plate, trade 2 outs for 1 run with that insurance run that the Marauders added in the third to give them this 2-run advantage. Powwow concluded. Ford back to the dugout. Massey toes the slab and looks in for the signs from his battery mate Giovanni Planchart. Right-hander set. Bases loaded. Nobody out for Clearwater. First pitch draws a check. Swing and a miss. Runner coming home. Planchart dives. Safe! The runner, Boyd, swim moved around the tag. Planchart seems visibly frustrated by the call, and manager Jonathan Johnson steaming out of the dugout to talk to the home plate umpire, Shea Graham. JJ up in the face of the home plate umpire. Giovanni Planchart seemed convinced that he made the tag at the plate. Jonathan Johnston pleading his case forcefully with the home plate umpire. Ball maybe got 3 feet away from Planchart at the plate. Check swing was called a strike, I thought originally. Ball showing on the scoreboard. Johnston pointing to home plate, motioning vigorously. Now, one thing I've learned about Jonathan Johnston, he's not an arguer. He is a rule book guy. He knows the rules better than most managers at the minor league level. Better than maybe all of them. Told me he rarely argues calls. And if he's coming out of the dugout, he must have seen something from his angle that let him know the wrong call was made. Bounce back pitch for strike 2. Confusion. Viers thought it was strike 1. I had strike 2 up here as well. 0-2 the count to Viers. 2-1 the score now in favor of Bradenton after the controversial run scored on the wild pitch. Massey is swinging a miss away from a huge punch out and first put away of the inning. How about a freeze instead of a swing? Breaking ball down the middle. Viers watches it in for strike 3 and out number 1. Massey picks up his 3rd strikeout. Brings Otto Kemp to the plate with 2 in scoring position and 1 away still. Here in the top half of the 6th inning. Infield in for Bradenton. Kemp 1-for-2 today. Batting from the right side, the pitch. Fouls one off the end of the bat. Bouncing back to the backstop for strike 1. Talk about getting thrown in the pressure of professional affiliated baseball right away. J.P. Massey trying to work out of this bases loaded, no out jam. He's got one out, has surrendered the run on the play at the plate. A one breaking ball doesn't come back into the zone. Misses inside for ball one. Count even to Kemp. Every Marauder infielder playing right up to the grass, if not on it. Middle infielders creeping closer and closer to the pitcher's mound. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt in front of home plate by about a foot and at least 6 inches outside. Draws a swing and a miss from Kemp for strike two. Shows how nasty the breaking stuff is out of the hand of J.P. Massey. Ball and two strikes with one away. Massey still trying to pitch himself out of trouble. Infield in. Ball and two strikes, one away. Runners on second and third for Clearwater, chasing a run. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Huge punch out for Massey. He's set down back-to-back via the K. And he's one out away from escaping this jam and holding on to the lead for Bradenton. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jordan Disson. He's struck out and singled so far today. Castillo, the runner on third. Fergus, the man on second for Clearwater. Massey's first pitch to Disson with two away. Swing and a miss, strike one. Breaking ball dropped off the table right as it got to the strike zone. Bat was in another postcode from Disson for strike one. Massey set at the belt. No balls and a strike. Two away the pitch. Breaking ball floated into the strike zone. Right over the heart of the plate, taken by Disson for strike two. Two in scoring position, two out, no balls and two strikes. J.P. Massey in his pro debut trying to pitch out of one heck of a jam here in the top of the sixth. Right-hander from the University of Minnesota comes set at the belt. The 0-2 pitch with two away from Massey. Bounced into the dirt. Runner coming home on the wild pitch. He will get there safely. Throw from Planchard gets away. Another runner coming home, and he scores as well. Oh, my goodness. Ball that got maybe 5 feet away from Planchard at the plate. Instead of going for the tag on the runner, flipped it to Massey, who was taken out by the slide. Ball bounced out of his glove, kicked to the right of home plate, and gave enough time for the runner on second, Fergus, to score. Two men coming home on the wild pitch, and it's 3-2 Clearwater. Next pitch is a cue shot ground ball. The first, Hendry, flips to Massey, who covers in time to end the inning, but a brain explosion inning for the Marauders. They surrender three runs off zero hits. No errors and nobody left. We head to the home sixth. Bradenton now trailing 3-2 when we return on MILB TV and the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leacon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BrainsMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Stay away from the dark side of the force, Marauders fans, and join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us at Leacon Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leacon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball and MILB TV and the Marauders Radio Network with you here in the broadcast booth. Tough top of the sixth inning for the boys from Bradenton. The bats came to play early, but three runs off, no hits in the top half of that frame could come back to hurt this team. Davies Nadal in the batter's box. Takes strike one on the outer half. He has two RBI but is yet to record an at-bat today. Squares to bunt, pulls back, fastball in the inner half, called strike two. Defensive changes for Clearwater. Gabriel Rinconas Jr. moves into right as Nadal takes a breaking ball in the dirt. And the count 1-2 to the Marauders' 7-spot hitter. Rinconas Jr. to right shifts Boyd. Rinconas Jr. to left shifts Boyd out to right field. And the day done for Cade Fergus as Nadal slashes a 1-2 fastball to the backstop. Foul to stay alive and hold the count at 1-2. 3-2 Clearwater the score. A mess of an inning in the top half here. Nadal trying to get the Marauders offense on track and try to steal one or two to come back in this game. He fouls off a 1-2 pitch into the hands of third base coach Gustavo Amania as he tosses yet another souvenir into a waiting mess of young fans down the third base side. 1-2 still the count to Nadal. Sixth pitch of the at-bat upcoming. The pitch in the dirt. Nadal watches it for ball two and the count even. Nadal in his first few games of the season, this being his second appearance for the Marauders, has earned himself a pair of walks and three RBIs. He drills one down the right field line. That ball's going to touch down in fair territory and roll all the way into the corner. It passes past the out-of-play line. That was a guaranteed triple. But the right fielder put his arms up, the ball going out of play, and Nadal will be regulated to a leadoff ground rule double. Davies Nadal, wow. First RBI this season for the Marauders on opening night. First RBI off a batted ball earlier today with his sac fly, and now the first extra base hit of the season for Bradenton. The infielder that stands at 6 foot 150 with unbelievable sneaky pop in the bat, switch hitter as well, gets the job done. Raylan Bishop to the plate. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Is also hit by a pitch. Corners in for Clearwater. First offering from Dallas is fouled off for strike one. Nadal, the runner on second. Great speed from him. Time called as Davies has to retie the shoelaces. A operation complete. Davies leads off the bag. Nobody holding him on. 0-1 the count to Braylon Bishop. Still looking for his first hit of the season. Dallas checks Nadal. The 0-1. Bishop takes. Off-speed pitch misses just below the zone for ball one and the count even. Dallas surrendered a hit, a walk, but got back-to-back groundouts. One of them a double play to escape the fifth inning. He checks on Nadal, the 1-1, squaring to bunt but pulling back at a pitch below the zone is Bishop. A ball in the count, 2-1 now. Corners playing tight for Clearwater. Second baseman Kemp playing with his feet all the way on the outfield grass. Shortstop Brito shading behind the runner Nadal at second. The 2-1. Bishop squares to bunt again, gets it on the barrel, but fouled back behind the catcher spot for strike two. Love the idea from manager Jonathan Johnston and third base coach Gustavo Amania trying to manufacture the run from second here to try and tie this game up. 2-2, nobody out. Marauders chasing a run with a man on second here in the home half of the sixth inning. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Braylon Bishop shakes his head at it. Once it left the pitcher's hand, ball three in the count full. Dallas walked a man back in the fifth, trying to avoid the same fate here to put the first two men on in the home half of the sixth. Clearwater righty checks second, the full count offering. Called strike three. Meaty breaking ball right over the plate. Bishop goes down looking for the second time today. Brings up the nine spot man, Giovanni Planchart. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out today. Davey Snedall still standing on second with one away in the inning. Jack Dallas, the righty, set. He checks Snedall the pitch. Blanchard takes a breaking ball at the knees, called strike one. Blanchard digs back in. He's 0-for-5 so far this season, has struck out twice. Right handed Dallas checks on Nadal, the 0-1 offering. Blanchard drills one to left center field, not going to get down in the gap. Rinconis Jr. lays out. He wouldn't have had to if he made a better route to the ball and read the pitch off the bat, as he should have, but regardless, out number two in the inning. Rinconis Jr. DH'd yesterday, started and left on night one. Just the second putout he's recorded this season. Two away now for Emmanuel Torero. Marauders trying to avoid wasting the leadoff double as Torero fouls off a first pitch off speeder to the backstop for strike one. Ball was well struck off the bat of Blanchard. Waited on a breaking ball. Didn't lift it enough over the heads of the outfielders. 0-1-2 away the pitch. Torero bouncing ball to first. That should end the inning. A routine scoop for Castillo as he steps on the bag to end it. We're 3-6 at Lecom Park. Marauders trailing 3-2. We'll be right back for the final three on MILB TV and the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BrainsMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradensMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball here at Lecom Park on a beautiful Easter Sunday. The scoreline not in favor of the hometown Marauders, though. At the moment, Ben Picornier, voice of the Marauders, with you. 3-2 the score in favor of the visiting Threshers. They are three innings away from taking this opening weekend series. The Marauders unable to limit the runs in that last top half of the sixth inning. Three off of no hits, similar to situation we saw yesterday in Double-A Chattanooga. The Lookouts scoring seven runs in the last inning of the ball game off no hits. They win 7-5 while getting no hit in the game. That's why people always ask, how do you come to the ballpark every day and broadcast baseball and not get sick of it? Because someday you might show up and see a team score seven runs off no hits and win the baseball game while getting no hit. Not the same situation here today. Fortunately, Bradenton able to put six or seven knocks on the board thus far. J.P. Massey trying to limit the damage here, keep it at a one-run ball game. He faces the right-handed Fraylin Minietian. First pitch fastballs bounce toward short. Rivas with a nifty pick on the charge. Throw to first in time as Hendry was able to replant the foot on the bag for out number one. That's a great way to bounce back if you're J.P. Massey after surrendering three runs off no hits in the sixth. A routine ground ball that was very well handled by Javier Rivas at short. Eric Brito, the nine-spot man to the dish now for Clearwater. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk this afternoon. First pitch to him. Massey with a fastball that dots the low and away corner for strike one. One strike delivery. Spiked into the dirt is the fastball at 95 miles an hour. Massey with a fresh baseball on the mound. Right-hander looks into the glove of the catcher, playing sharp. The even offering on its way. Bouncing ball over the head of the pitcher into the hole goes Castillo. Nifty pick, jump throw to first, not in time. What a play by Jesus Castillo, though, to keep that one within the infield. Nearly emulated Derek Jeter for a moment there. Great pickup on the backhand, launching himself into the air about 5 feet in the outfield grass, and didn't miss the runner Brito at first by much. Brito runs very well, stole 15 bases last year. He gets the infield single to bring up Justin Crawford, who's 0-for-3 with a trio of strikeouts. Breaking ball from Massey slips out of the hand, misses about 2 feet above the zone for ball one. Crawford has not seen more than 4 pitches in any of his strikeout at-bats today. Has wildly chased a lot of breaking stuff. Runner goes for second, swing and a miss. And the ball popping in and out of the glove of the catcher, Planchart. Couldn't transfer it cleanly in a stolen base for Brito, as I was just mentioning the speed he has. Pushes the insurance run in the scoring position now for Clearwater. Strike on the swing and a miss. Count 1-1 with one away. Rodder's bullpen looks quiet for the moment. Clearwater with a right-hander loosening. Even offering. Wild swing and a miss at a pitch that bounced at his toes from Crawford for strike two. He's a swing and a miss away from the golden sombrero. Massey back on the rubber. Ball and two strikes, one away. Insurance run on second for the Threshers. Massey checks the runner. The 1-2 pitch from the Marauder righty. Misses behind the batter. Ball gets to the backstop. Delayed start from the runner. Brito now makes his way up to third. Ball on the pitch and the count even at two. I think the delay from Brito there might have thought that the ball caught the batsman Crawford, but he didn't move. Stayed planted in the batter's box. No indication that it was a hit by pitch. And as a result, Brito said, heck, I'm going to go take my free bag at third. 2-2, one away. 90 feet away now is the insurance run for Clearwater. Massey comes home. Swing and a wild miss at a ball in the dirt. Planchart eyes the runner on third, throws it down to first in time for out number two. And he's struck out 4 times now today. All of them swinging at breaking balls below the zone, by my recollection. Massey collects his 4th punch out. Check that 5th punch out of the outing. Brings the 2-spot hitter Marion Boyd to the plate. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of ground outs and a walk. First pitch fastball ground to the right side. Nifty sliding backhand pickup by Hendry. Throw to the covering. Massey in time for the 3rd out to end the inning. It's stretch time here at Lecom Park. The Marauders trailing by a run when we return on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back here to Lecom Park. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you as we enter the bottom half of the seventh inning. Marauders trailing 3-2 to the Threshers here on what has turned into a back-and-forth game. The Marauders out hitting Clearwater by a hefty margin, but the three runs off of no hits in the top of the sixth of the decider so far. John Henriquez, the new arm on the mound for Clearwater. His first pitch to Brannigan is a big swing and a miss for strike one. Brannigan 0-2 today, has struck out twice and walked. Henriquez, the 23-year-old right-hander, features a fastball, changeup, slider, cutter. Pitched six innings in the DSL last summer, misses outside for ball one and the count even. Posted an 0-2 record in the Dominican Summer League. Gave up two earned runs in those six innings, struck out seven and walked four. Brannigan bounces the ball toward short. Jack running hard down the first base line, doesn't get there in time. Score at 6-3 on the ground out for out number one. Brings up the hot bat of Javier Rivas. Rivas 3-for-3 today, a trio of base knocks for him. Infield playing back for Clearwater, first baseman shaded towards second. Rivas takes a big hack and a miss at an outside fastball for strike one. Ramirez with the rock and the 0-1 pitch. Henriquez, pardon. Fastball at the knees for strike two. Would be surprising if Yoniel Ramirez came back into the game for Clearwater. The 0-2 pitch now to Rivas. Drives one to right. That ball tailing towards foul territory. Boyd is after it, and it goes foul and out of play by about 5 feet. The count holds 0-2. Great shot by our camera operator to track that one all the way into that hidden corner down the right field line. Shout out to our whole broadcast team here. Mina Maradovic on the controls in the glass box. Here in our third game and final game of the opening weekend series. 0-2 still the count to Rivas. The pitch from Henriquez. Fastball right down the middle. Javier watches that one for strike three and out number two. Brings up the cleanup man, Wyatt Hendry, is 0-for-2 today. Has grounded out, flied out, and worked a walk. Hendry batting from the right side, still looking for hit number one of the season. First pitch to him. Leans out of the way of an inside fastball for a nail-bitingly close ball one. Not close to the zone, close to catching him. Nearly in the chest, the 1-0. Fastball fouled off towards the box. A strike in the count even at one apiece. Ball rolls off the netting and right into the hands of Tres Gonzalez in the on-deck circle. 1-1 the count to Hendry. Henriquez with the rock step and the offering home. Bouncing ball back towards the mound. High hop, fielded easily by the pitcher. Underhand toss and plenty of time to retire Hendry and end the inning. A 1-2-3 frame for John Henriquez. We head to the eighth. Marauders trailing 3-2 when we return on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Join the Marauders at Lecom Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Claws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Leacom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. 3-2 the score here in the top half of the eighth inning. Junior Tebow makes his season debut on the mound and fires a first pitch fastball to Castillo for strike one. Junior Tebow, a native of Sabana Grande de Boya in the Dominican Republic, tossed 53 innings for the Marauders last year, struck out 55. Walked just 36. His 0-1 offering is a fastball slash to the backstop for strike two. Tebow also posted a 4.42 ERA in those 50-odd innings for Bradenton last year. 6'4", 185 stands the right-hander. His 0-2 pitch to Castillo. Fouled off, just catching a piece of it as Castillo to stay alive. Count holds 0-2. Middle infielders playing deep, feet touching the outfield grass for Bradenton. Tebow has the signs from his battery mate playing sharp, the 0-2 pitch again. Deep drive to right field, that one is out of here. A one-run homer for Castillo, down 0-2 in the count. He got a slider hung down the middle and made no mistake about it. The first long ball this season at Leacom Park goes to Chad Castillo of the Clearwater Threshers, and it's 4-2. Brings up the cleanup spot in Gabriel Rinconis Jr. He was a defense replacement for Cade Fergus two innings ago. He takes a hack and a miss at a back foot slider for strike one. Tebow set the 0-1. Fastball drilled to right again. This time it'll hang up in the yard. Terrero camps under it and makes the play for out number one. Good bounce back there from Tebow. Just gets that first out on the board. Right-hander Tebow set at the belt. Jordan Viers at the plate. He's 1-for-3. Takes a hack and a miss at a low slider for strike one. Tebow set. Base is empty. 0-1, one away the pitch. Fastball misses just a bit outside for ball one. Tebow set, one's across the board, 1-1, one out. The pitch, swing and a miss. 96 miles an hour, just on the low and in corner. Draws the swing and a strike from Jordan Viers. Tebow trying to pitch to the second out here, the 1-2. Fought foul and out of play down the third base side. Count holds it, a ball and two. Viers earns himself at least one more in this plate appearance. Tebow with a fresh baseball set on the hill. The 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Planchard promptly tags Viers for out number two on the drop third. Brings up Otto Kemp now. Kemp, 1-for-3, has flied out, singled, and struck out thus far. 4-2 Clearwater, the score here in the top of the eighth after the one-run homer to lead off this inning from Chad Castillo. Tebow's fastball offering to Kemp catches the outer half of the plate for strike one. Infield playing back for Bradenton, outfield shaded towards right. And the 0-1 fastball misses way upstairs. The count evened up at one apiece. Tebow has the nod. Playing short, setting the crouch, the 1-1. Breaking ball fouled to the backstop for strike two. Tebow has bounced back well from that leadoff home run. Drew a two-pitch fly out. Five-pitch punch out, now trying to put another man away to end the inning. The 1-2 with two away. Breaking ball slips out of the hand. Up above the helmet goes that delivery. Ball two in the count, even deuces wild to Kemp. Tebow comes set. The 2-2 with two away from the Dominican right-hander. Bouncing ball back towards the mound. Tebow waits on it, picks up the belt high hop. Gently throws it to first and plenty of time to retire the side. But the Threshers pick up a run off a solo blast from Chad Castillo. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Marauders trailing 4-2 when we return on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Lecom Park. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you here as we enter the bottom half of the eighth inning from Lecom Park. It's been a great opening weekend series. Could be made better by three runs here in these final two frames from the Marauders' bats. They have the pop to do it, and the man leading off this inning, Tres Gonzalez, certainly does. He's 2-for-3 today, a pair of singles and a stolen base for the center fielder. Lefty-righty matchup favors Gonzalez. He takes a fastball for strike one out of the hand of John Henriquez, who set down the Marauders in 1-2-3 fashion in the home half of the seventh. Next pitch, another offering misses up and outside. Changeup well off the zone for ball one. Count even to Gonzalez. Here's the delivery from Henriquez. Fastball misses just outside. Catcher Disson froze there, trying to see if Shea Graham's mind would change in the half second. It didn't. The 2-1 pitch. Hard hit ground ball. That's going to be a routine play for Kemp. He throws to first in time for out number one. Score at 4-3. Brings up Jesus Castillo. He's 1-for-2. A single, a walk, and a ground out. That came in his most recent trip when he rolled into an inning-ending double play after what was an amazing 10-pitch at bat. Was not rewarded for his patience at the plate in that one. First offering to him with one away. Fought foul down the left field line, out of play over the netting for strike one. Third baseman Mignetti was playing close to the grass after Castillo laid down a bunt single on Friday night. He grounds one hard to third. Backhand stopped by Mignetti. Throw to first in time for out number two. Unbelievable play by the third baseman Mignetti. Robbing Castillo of guaranteed extra bases. And quickly two down here in the home eighth. Marauders just four outs to work with offensively to try and come back in this one. But a good bat to have up here, Davis Nadal. He's a one for one with a double and two RBI today. And he watches a first pitch changeup miss up and away for ball one. Nadal batting from the left side, the switch hitter. 1-0 pitch to him. Takes a hack and a miss at a changeup. Well below the strike zone for strike one. Count even at one apiece. Marauders with right-hander Carlos Lamelli warming up in their bullpen down the right field line. Henriquez has the sign, the 1-1 pitch to Nadal. Davies takes one right over the heart of the plate. Fastball for strike two. Marauders down to their last strike here in the home eighth, trailing 4-2. Henriquez comes home. Nadal fouls it off his foot in the batter's box, jumping in pain after that one. Has to wear a bruise to stay alive in this at-bat. Count holds at a ball and two strikes. Fresh baseball relayed by hand to the pitcher on the mound. Umpire Shea Graham trying to give Nadal some time to walk that one off. Davies digs back in. Toes pressed up against the inner chalk line of the batter's box. Here's the 1-2 pitch once more. Fouled off by Nadal again that time. Nearly missing his foot. Third 1-2 pitch upcoming to Davies Nadal. Marauders trailing 4-2 in the home eighth. Henriquez rocks and fires. Driven deep to right field. Back on it, though, into the gap to make the play as Crawford and end the inning. We're through eight at Leacom Park. Clearwater 4, Bradenton 2, our score. We'll be right back for the final inning on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hi guys, it's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you as we enter the ninth inning here at Leacom Park. Carlos Lamelli, the right-hander, into the game for Bradenton, the Bellflower, California native, and 2021 17th round pick. Fires a first pitch offering off-speed on the outer half, taken for strike one by Disson. Disson 1-for-3 today, strikeout, single and a ground out. Next pitch driven deep to left. Back on it. 10 feet in front of the track making the catch is left fielder Braylon Bishop for out number one. Lamelli in 2022 pitched 50 innings for the Marauders at a 5.4 ERA, 47 punchouts to 17 free passes, and earned 6 saves for his efforts in Bradenton. One out, Freeland Mignetti at the plate. He's 0 for 3. Dances out of the way of an inside heater for ball one. 4-2 Clearwater the score. Marauders hoping Lamelli can keep him within two. Give a comeback effort a bit of life. Breaking ball from Lamelli. Grooved in there for strike one. The count even now to Mignetti. Mignetti was 1 for 2 last night. 1-1 pitch. Fought foul and out of play. Flying onto the concourse here at Lecom Park for strike two. Lamelli toes the rubber once more. Looks in for the signs from Planchart. The righty set. The 1-2 pitch with one away. Popped up, right side, foul territory. Hendry thought he had a play on it for a moment, but it ends up way out of foul play, crashing out of the sheet metal roof of the first base side grandstand, and the count holds at a ball and two strikes. Lamelli set the second 1-2 of the AB. Breaking ball misses way up and in. Going into turtle mode to get out of the way of that one was Mignetti. Count even at two. Lamelli set. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away the pitch. Driven deep to right, but traveling well. Foul and out of play towards the clubhouse. The count holds at 2 apiece. 6-pitch at-bat thus far worked by Mignetti. Trying to avoid going 0 for 4 today and reach safely. Takes some time, steps out, reapplies the pine tar. Lamelli looks in, righty set at the belt. Planchart ready in the squat. The 2-2 again. In the dirt, a ball in the count runs full to Mignetti. Has spoiled 2 2-strike offerings to earn this full count delivery here. 8th pitch of the at-bat. Upcoming, Lamelli set, the right-hander's 3-2 home. Ground ball hit hard towards short. Ball picked up by Riva. Strong sidearm toss on the money for out number two. And Javier Rivas, great day all around. 3 for 4 at the plate. Has recorded 1, 2, 3, 4 putouts defensively. Solid, solid day from the Marauder shortstop after going 0 for 4 at the plate yesterday, shining defensively and offensively this afternoon. Eric Brito in the box takes a slider at the belt for a called strike one. Brito is 1 for 2, has a single, a walk, and a strikeout to his name. Lamelli set, the righty's 0-1 home with the bases empty. Well dotted with the glove by Planchart. Pushes that one to the corner for strike two. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Lamelli hunting a put away to send us to the home half of the ninth. With the Marauders down to the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Lamelli gets his first punch out of the season in the third out of the top half of the ninth inning. We go to the home half. Buckle up, the Marauders down two when we return. Trying to take the Easter Sunday comeback victory. We'll be right back on MILB-TV and the Marauders Radio Network.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows.
baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever in the fish.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Bottom of the ninth, Marauders down 4-2 to Clearwater, trying to come back and steal a walk-off winner and take the opening series of the 2023 season. Pinch hitter in the box for Bradenton, Nick Cimillo, taking his first at-bat of the 23 season. He faces Mason Roan in the left-hander and to close this one out for Clearwater. Pitched four innings in the complex last year. Allowed one earned, walked six, struck out six. His first pitch offering is a wild fastball delivery upstairs for ball one. Cimillo replaces Braylon Bishop, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of looking strikeouts today. 1-0 fastball sails up and outside. 2-0 the count to Cimillo. Cimillo played eight games with Bradenton last year, went 3-for-16 at the plate. Also earned three walks and was hit by three pitches. He takes another fastball that misses outside. 3-0 the count to the Marauder catcher, tasked with the pinch hit duties here in the bottom half of the ninth. 3-0, nobody out. Marauders trailing by a pair of runs, trying to create some Easter Sunday magic. The 3-0. Cimillo takes upstairs. Ball four, and the tying run comes to the plate for Bradenton here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And time called instantly. Howry Custodio into pinch run for Cimillo at first. The catcher does his job, earns the walk, brings Giovanni Planchart to the plate. Gio 0-for-3 today, has struck out, lined out, and grounded out thus far. Planchart steps into the batter's box. Ronan, four pitches, one walk for the left-hander on the mound thus far. Looks in for the signs from Disson. He comes set. Leading off first is Custodio. First offering. Planchart takes a breaking ball grooved over the heart of the plate for strike one. Top of the order, and Emmanuel Torero waits on deck for Bradenton. Set up the belt is the left-hander, Ronan. The 0-1, Planchart swing and a miss very late on the fastball for strike two. Double play depth up the middle for the Clearwater infield. Taking a conservative lead off the bag at first is Custodio. Left-handed Ronan set, the 0-2 to Planchart. Ooh, breaking ball delivery just misses. Call the ball and it's 1-2. Very good take from Planchart there to lay off the breaker. 1-2, one on, nobody out. Marauders down by a pair. The pitch fouled off to the backstop. Planchart earns himself another delivery. Count holds at a ball and two strikes. Marauders do have Mike Walsh warming up in the bullpen. They are to come back and tie this game. Looks like he'll be the man to go out in the top of the 10th inning. 1-2 still to Planchart. Ronan set. The lefty comes home. Check swing. Yes, he did. Planchart chases a pitch at least a foot outside for strike three and out number one. Top of the order, and Emmanuel Torero to the plate. He's 0-for-10 so far this season. Has struck out five times in those 10 trips. First pitch. Bouncing ball to first. Called foul. Wow. Foul ball there saves the Marauders from what looked like a game-ending double play. Goes down as strike one. Torero got on top of a fastball thrown low and in on him. 0-1 the count. Who's going to be the hero today for Bradenton, or will Clearwater escape with a series victory on opening weekend at Lecom Park? The 0-1 with one away and one on. Torero fights one off, foul, chases, but slashes it into the seats for strike two. Brannigan waits on deck for Bradenton. No balls, two strikes, one away. Tying run and Emmanuel Torero at the plate for Bradenton. Ronan checks first to the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses inside and an instant challenge from the catcher Disson. And call on the field is confirmed as ball one. Unsuccessful challenge for Clearwater. Count holds at a ball and two strikes. Left-hander Ronan comes home. Swing and a foul tip. Catching a piece of it to stay alive is Torero. The faintest of sounds heard off the end of the bat there. And he'll get another 1-2 delivery here shortly. Fresh crop of baseballs relayed to the home plate umpire, Shea Graham. Jari Custodio, the pinch runner, stands on first. He takes a decent lead off the bag there. Left-handed Ronan comes set. The 1-2 pitch again to Emmanuel Torero. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Disson, holding in his spot on first base is Custodio. The count even up at two apiece now. Sixth pitch of the AB upcoming to Torero. Has worked this one deep here. He represents the tying run in the ballgame here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Marauders down two. 2-2, one away. Ronan checks. Lefty comes home. Torero fires one foul, though, down the left field side. Ball well struck. Nice, clean sound popping off the bat. But late on the high fastball was Torero. 2-2 still. Pitch number 7 of this at-bat. A good battle brewing between Torero and Ronan. Clearwater left-hander set. Custodio off first. The 2-2 home. Driven deep to left field. That one tailing towards the foul line. It's gonna touchdown, but a foot foul into the corner. Torero nearly missing extra bases there. Hit deep enough and far enough towards the foul line. It likely would have scored Custodio, who runs very well from first. And Torero will have to step in there again for yet another 2-2 delivery. He's fought off 3 2-strike offerings in this trip to the plate. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat upcoming for the Marauder leadoff man. Should I say top of the order man. 2-2, one out, one on. The third 2-2 pitch of the at-bat. Fastball over the head of Torero. He ducks out of the way and the count full now. An unbelievable at-bat from the Marauders. Right fielder right here. Full count, one out. Tying run at the plate in Emmanuel Torero. Ronan set. The ninth pitch of this at-bat from the left-hander is on its way. Fastball upstairs. Ball four and the tying run is on here in the bottom of the ninth for the Marauders. Outstanding at-bat from Torero. He swung and missed at a lot of wild offerings throughout the game today as well as last night. And that time really focused on his approach at the plate, fought off good pitches, took bad ones, and in the end earns a 9-pitch walk to keep the line moving and bring the winning run in Jack Brannigan to the plate for the Marauders. Mound visit for the pitching coach of Clearwater, Matt Hockenberry, talking with the catcher Disson and the pitcher Mason Ronan. No action in the Thresher bullpen and left. Torero the runner on first. Howry Custodio on second for the Marauders. Jack Brannigan at the plate. He's 0 for 3 today, has walked, struck out twice, and grounded out to the shortstop. Ronan leans in for the signs. Left-hander comes set. Right-handed Brannigan in the batter's box. He checks the first offering. Brannigan takes the ball in the dirt that gets away. Custodio sees that as his chance. He's going to head on to third on the wild pitch. Gets one run 90 feet closer to the Marauders tying or winning this ball game here this afternoon. Men on the corners, 1-0 the count with one out. Can Jack Brannigan find a base hit to tie this game or park one over the yellow line in the outfield to give Bradenton the walk-off win? The 1-0. Brannigan takes. Heater misses inside. 2-0. Howry Custodio on third. And Manuel Torero, the runner, on first. One out. 2-0 count to Brannigan in the batter's box. Marauders down to the pitch. Fastball misses outside. 3-0 now to Brannigan. Marauders dugout starting to raise the energy level. The hot bat of Javier Rivas waits on deck for the Marauders. Still nobody in the Clearwater bullpen and left. The 3-0 pitch to Brannigan. High for ball four. Bases loaded for the Marauders with one out in the tying run. Moves into scoring position. A four-pitch walk handed out to Brannigan in the three spot of Javier Rivas, who is 3-for-4 with three base hits, steps in now. Tying run on second, winning run on first base for Bradenton. Ronan set, first pitch to Rivas. Fouls one off to the backstop, just misses a fastball in the outer half for strike one. Runners taking unopposed leads off of every base. Brannigan at first, Torero on second, Custodio on third. 0-1, one out, tying run on first. On second, the pitch. Rivas takes upstairs, winning run on first, Pardon. Even count to Rivas. Marauders, a ball in the gap away from an incredible comeback win here to take the opening series of the season. The 1-1 with one away. Fastball outside, ball two. Rivas works it to a neutral count. Custodio on third. Creeping further and further down the baseline. Torero, the runner on second, the tying run. Brannigan, the winning run on first. All run fairly well. The 2-1. Rivas takes a hung breaking ball right down the middle for strike two. Wyatt Hendry waits on deck for the Marauders. 2-2, one away, bags full of Bradenton base runners. Ronan set, the lefty's even offering to Rivas. Fouled off, Gustavo Amania, the Marauder third base coach, made a jumping reach after that one but couldn't corral it. 2-2, still the count to Rivas. Fresh baseball for Ronan, the left-hander on the mound. Looks in for the signs from Disson. Rivas adjusts the batting helmet, now gets into the load. The 2-2 pitch again from the left-hander. Tipped foul in and out of the glove of Disson. Ball drops to the dirt, staying alive as Rivas. Back-to-back 2-2 pitches fouled off. Pitch number 7 of this at-bat coming now. Still no action in the Clearwater bullpen. This looks to be Mason Ronan's game to win or lose here this afternoon. Bags full of Marauders. Ronan set, the third 2-2 pitch of the at-bat to Javier Rivas. Ground ball towards short. This could end it with a double play. On to second for one. The first. Oh, wow. Rivas called out at first. He looked to get in there safely. But that'll end the ball game here today. The Marauders threatening the bottom of the ninth, but they cannot get the job done with the bases loaded and just one away. The rally killing and game-ending double play off the bat of Rivas gives Clearwater the 4-2 win and hands them the opening series victory. They move to 2-1 on the season here this afternoon at Lee Comp. Marauders got a solid start out of pitcher Braxton Ashcraft. He went three innings, just tossed for one hit, struck out five in the outing. Kent Emanuel pitched an inning, struck out a pair. J.P. Massey surrendered three runs in the sixth off of zero hits, and that proved to be the difference here today. One more was added on in the eighth off of a solo home run for Chad Castillo for Clearwater. But the Marauders fall just short after what was a solid opening night victory, getting no hit last night and now falling here today after what looked like to be a game they sat in the driver's seat in. The final line score, four runs on just five hits for the Threshers. No errors for them. Clearwater leaves five men on base this afternoon. From the Marauders, just two runs off seven hits. They commit one error in the field and leave 10 men on base, the same tally that they left on opening night. The Marauders batted just 1 for 11 with runners in scoring position this afternoon. The win in today's ball game goes to Jack Dallas of Clearwater. He moves to 1-0 out of the bullpen this season for the Threshers. The loss handed to J.P. Massey in his first professional start. Rather, outing in this one. And the save given to the pitcher Mason Ronan. So it looked like he was closer to blowing it than getting the win for most of that bottom of the ninth inning. The double play ball saved his hind, got him out of it, and gives Clearwater a tedious but still a W next to the name. Game ends in 2 hours and 36 minutes after rain delayed the first pitch of this afternoon's contest. Marauders will head on the road to Lakeland tomorrow, rather on Tuesday after an off day tomorrow, taking on the Flying Tigers in a six-game stretch, the first road trip of the 2023 season for this ball club. We'll be live on Marauders Radio Network for that game in Lakeland on Tuesday night, 6:30, first pitch for Bradenton. No probable starter yet from manager Jonathan Johnston. The opening series of 2023 ends with a 4-2 Clearwater win. They take two out of the three games here at Lee Comm Park. For your humble and thankful voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni, it's been a fantastic opening weekend for baseball in Bradenton and my first in professional baseball. 129 more games to play, and we'll have them all for you here on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network and all home games on MILB TV. We'll see you Tuesday night on the Marauders Radio Network. So long for now from Lee Comm Park. The final once more, 4-2 in favor of the Threshers.